it's something to you that Jesus Christ died on the cross and buried, then you're going to behave differently. You cannot behave like the world in which you live. You make a choice. Decisions determine destiny. You made the decision to accept Jesus Christ, so the decision is you're going to spend eternity with Christ. Do you like to hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"? Wouldn't we all want to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"? That doesn't come by emulating the world in which you live. That doesn't come by being like everybody else. It comes by having less calluses on your hands and more on your knees. You hear what I'm saying? You've got to spend time in the Word of God. You got to eat, sleep it, and drink it. Because that's the one that you should love. That's the one who's going to keep you walking on a straight and narrow path. He is the Son of Righteousness, Malachi says. Don't forget that. We have a righteous God. Think about Jesus Christ interceding for us right now, because God is a righteous God, isn't he? Abhors sin, and you and I say, but we still sin. We sin with our eyes, we sin with our mouths, we sin with our thoughts. We sin all day long, 24/7 we sin. But do you go back in the closet at the end of the day and say, "Jesus, Lord, forgive me for the thoughts that I've had. Forgive me for the words that I've said. Have you ever said, Lord, there's sin I'm in my life that I'm not even aware of. Bring it forth into me so I can deal with it. And then keep short accounts with things." And then you're going to start to be, what? Persecuted for your faith. We can't even bring people to gospel meetings. O ye of little faith. Do you love the Lord with your whole heart, soul, and mind? Then you got to behave like you love him. Because if he was going to come... And you know, my mother-in-law, before I got saved when I was 28. The one thing she said to me, and I'll never forget it. When you're doing something, if the Lord were to come at that moment, would he say, would he be pleased with that behavior? And that's your barometer. That's your barometer. If people are not going to be pleased with what you're thinking about, get it right. Flee like David did. David did flee. Right.
He hung around.
He hung around, got in trouble. But Joseph fled. And that's what we need to do. We need to flee from sin. But you need to dig into God's Word. Keep short accounts. Go into the closet. Examine yourself. Ask the Lord to forgive you. If you don't ask the Lord to forgive you every day and night and throughout the day, and you're not keeping short accounts, guess what? You're going to start looking, behaving, smelling like the world. Hay, wood, and stubble. It's all burned up. It's no good. He's looking for you, young men, young women, brothers and sisters, young and old alike, to be separated from the world in which you live. You were bought with a price. Glorify him. Amen.